Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Redemption Higher Dimensions radio broadcast. I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist for the hour, and I praise God that we have joined together again on the broadcast for this segment of morning and midday supplication with intercessory prayer and to hear a word from the Lord. Let's go before the throne of grace, and right after that, we'll get into the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we say thank you today for a glorious day to be alive. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength today for all of those that have tuned into the broadcast. Lord, those that are standing in the gap and mediating on the behalf of their families, their loved ones, their friends, their neighbors. God, we are standing in the gap to mediate on behalf of our nation, our churches, everything, God, that concerns us and concerns you. We pray that you are perfected, God. And we say thank you today, God, for giving us all that we need today that pertains to life and godliness. We bless you today, God, for favoring us and causing us to triumph in every situation that we face today, God. We're looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith, to make it happen, God. We bless your holy name today and worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you for answering all of our prayers and keeping us safe, God, and giving us the desires of our hearts. Lord, putting hope in our hearts, God, to continue to move forward and look to you in expectation to release all, Lord God, that we need. So, Lord, we thank you for your word today, your word that is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. We pray that you will continue to get the glory out of our lives as we lift you up, for your word definitely declares that if we lift you up, God, from the earth, that you will draw all men unto you. May people see you, Jesus, in our lives today. May they glorify the Father, which is in heaven, God. And you, Lord God, begin to save and deliver, Lord. And you bring your people to the full restorations of all the promises that you have spoken in their lives. Every blessing of healing, every blessing of deliverance, mercy and grace, Lord, let it triumph, let it go forth. Let your word, God, come alive in the lives of those, God, that are believing you, that are hoping in you, that are trusting in you, God. Lord, we just thank you for your promises, every word that you have spoken in your word, God, upon our lives. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. We receive it in Jesus' name. Every blessedness, every miracle, God, every divine healing, every miraculous provision, Lord, in Jesus' name, God. We call down your name, your spirit upon the earth, God, that it is moving and you're transcending above and, Lord, throughout the earth, to show yourself strong and mighty on the behalf of those that love you, on the behalf of those that worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, God, for strengthening us, God, and giving us the ability to move forward by your grace. Your grace enables us, God, to move forward, to have, Lord God, all of the faith that we need to believe your word, God. So, Lord God, we look through the spiritual lens, God, in expectation, Lord, for the manifestation, Lord, of all that you're going to do in the lives of the believers. We pray for the unsaved, that salvation will come their way, God, that you will save to the utmost, Jesus. Save our family members, save our friends, save our neighbors, save even our enemies, God. Make way, Lord, for the Holy Spirit to move in our hearts, God. Prepare our hearts and our spirits for every good work, Jesus, for every good work, God. We thank you for cleansing and washing us and purifying us and forgiving us and making us whole, God. Let your joy be down in our spirits today, Jesus. Give hope in lives of those, God, that feel hopeless and in despair. Break off the powers of darkness, God, that will cause your people to faint. Give them the spirit of excellence, Lord, that they move forward, Lord, and not look to the things that are behind, but press forward to the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in you, Christ Jesus. We thank you for your word, Lord, that you have given us the wisdom, the understanding to know who we are in you, the inheritance of the upright, God, and all of the blessings that you have declared upon your word, Lord, in our lives. We thank you, Jesus. We just say thank you and mightily lift you up, God. Lord, we pray for the things and the situations that are at hand in London, Lord God, binding up the hand of the enemy. We won't stop praying, God, but we will pray without ceasing. We'll continue, God, to pray for every nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, protect the saints, God. Get the glory out of all the situations that are happening, the catastrophes, Lord, the tragedies that are at hand in London and in every state, God, the things that have transpired even in Florida. Father, we are continuing to pray fervently, Lord. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you, Lord God, that You're uprooting evil. You're bringing down every high place in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And we declare our rights and our inheritance in you, God. Our protection in you, our safety in you, Jesus. Every single day of our lives, God, that we're reaping and we're, Lord God, receiving of the fruit of righteousness. We're receiving the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, of longevity. We're receiving, Lord, the fruit of the Spirit, Lord God, of the bountiful blessings that you have already promised in your word. We receive it, God. Lord, that good health is our portion, that prosperity is our portion, that peace is our portion, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we claim the victory right now, God, that your people will feel your all-encompassing love, that they will feel your all-encompassing support, that, God, they will feel the comfort of the Holy Spirit increasing in their heart, increasing their spirit, God, to feel your presence, to know that you are with them and that you're with them like a mighty warrior and that they do not need to be dismayed. Cast aside every doubt, Lord, every fear, God, and anything, God, that rises up against the knowledge of your word. We say thank you. We honor you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise today, Jesus. We know that you're doing it. We pray for the elderly. We pray for children all over the world, those, God, that are protect themselves in the nursing home, children, God. Lord God, remove every abuse from children, Jesus. We say thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus, that you're ruling in the affairs of men and that you're getting the glory and that you're taking the light in our lives. We say thank you, Lord. We honor you today, Jesus. We love you today, Jesus. We bless your holy name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for saving us, being our Savior, our Redeemer, calling us your own. We be in the beloved of Christ. We honor you today. May our lives glorify you in every good way, in every good way. We say thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. The Bible declares that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so as we diligently seek him every single day, we're in the presence of the Lord every single day. And that's what he wants, our full undivided attention. You know, it's not enough to just give God some of ourselves, but we have to give God all of ourselves. Yeah, we have to come as we are, lay ourselves on the altar, give God ourselves every day. The Bible declares that in him we live, we move, and have our being. And Christ is our righteousness. Christ is all that we have in this earth. Oh, yeah, so we have to cover ourselves in the shadow of his Spirit, in the shadow of his glory and his protection, in the bosoms of the Lord. That's where we should make our habitation. And, you know, John chapter 15 tells us to abide in him, and he abide in us. If his word abide in us and we in him, we draw strength from the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. And so we remain in Christ. We remain in Christ. When you're strong, you remain in Christ. When you're weak, you remain in Christ. When you don't have the answers, you remain in Christ. When you have the answers, you still remain in Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we look to him, you know, for all of our answers, because God is the one that guides us with his counsel. Hallelujah. We shared that scripture this morning that he guides us with his counsel. And, you know, afterwards, he would take us to be with him in glory. Hallelujah. That's why it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus here, now, and afterwards. It's all about Jesus. And I pray that people come into the full knowledge of who Jesus really is so that God can get the glory out of their lives. Let's go ahead and look at a scripture that we had shared. And God brought it to us this morning. And the Lord gave us the scripture here in Psalms chapter 77, The 77th Division of Psalms won't be before you long today. Very short broadcast. We always want to get the spirit of the Lord in the atmosphere because God goes before us when we put him first, when we honor him, when we acknowledge his presence, when we turn our faces to the Lord, we bow our heads to God, when we kneel before him, when we meditate upon his word, we are putting him first. So he goes before us, and he's also our real reward. Hallelujah. Each day is a blessing to be alive, and we can have so much victory in each day when we put God first in our lives, first and foremost. But the 77th division of Psalm, we want to start at the 11th verse, says, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. All of the wonderful things that God have done in your life and all of the things he's proven who he is and all of the things that he can do, all of the things he has done and making a way for you and healing your body, answering your prayers. We remember the Lord. We don't wait till we get in trouble to remember the Lord. You know, remembering the Lord is a lifestyle. That's why, you know, we have to reverence the Lord and fear the Lord. It's to use wisdom. Those of us that acknowledge God every morning, in the noonday, and late at night, we have wisdom. Because the fear of the Lord is the beginning of the wisdom, because we know that we need God. You need the Lord every single day of your life. In every moment, in every detail, in every decision, every step you take, God wants to be honored. He wants to be acknowledged. He wants to know that you need him, and that is him that causes you to triumph. And the Bible says again in John chapter 15 that without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. That's enough right there alone to make you humble before the Almighty God. Because God doesn't help you. There's no one else that can. It may seem that it will be, or other people can really help you. But when God can shut every door and God can cause things not to work together for you, you can be afflicted and you need God to heal you. Man can't heal you. There's no medicine all in the world that can heal you. It's God that works through the medicine. God is the one that created you. Every fiber, muscle, tissue in your body functioning by God. It's his air that we're breathing. So again, the 77th division of Psalm, verse 11 says, I will remember the works of the Lord. The works of the Lord. Yes, surely I will remember your wonders of old. Verse 12 says, I will meditate also of all your works and talk of your doings. Meditate on how good God is. We can read the word and see how good God is and how he brought Israel out, how God protect his people, how he got the glory. Hallelujah. And, you know, one thing, the very important thing that we need to understand about God, that when God allows something to happen, we have to accept his will, because God doesn't make mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. And he's the omniscient God and omnipotent God. That whatever is allowed, even through mistakes, whatever is allowed, whatever decision you make that wasn't according to his will, God is able to turn things around for you. He's a compassionate, loving God. Verse 13 says, your way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Verse 14 says, you are the God that does wonders. You declare your strength among the people. God is a God that does wonders to perform. He performs wonders. Do you need God to perform wonders? Oh, hallelujah. In every decision, in every circumstances, in family, in your finances, in your body, do you need God to perform wonders in your mind, to understand, to give you wisdom, to help your gifts bring you before great men, to prosper you? God is the one that performs wonders. And we have to expand our imagination, expand our faith to allow God to work wonders for us. God is able. God will do it for us, praise the Lord. for it. So verse 14 again says, you are the God that does wonders and has declared your strength among the people. God will show you how strong he is. God will show you who's in control. That's why the Bible said that we are not to look unto man as our strength, but we have to look unto God. And that's why God was angry with Israel, because they made not God their strength, but they looked to man. The Bible says some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but you know what? We have to trust in the Lord, who is our strength. Praise God. When your mind is focusing and meditating on God, he acknowledges that. He sees that. He knows that your faith is placed in him. And sometimes the trials, the tribulations that we experience, the tests, it is to see whether we're going to trust him. It is to see whether we are going to believe and know that he can do what he said he will do. Hallelujah. God is wanting to take the fear out of you. God is wanting to take the anxiety out of you. God is wanting to take all of the possibilities of you figuring out for yourself and you doing it for yourself to feel like you have to do it. God will bring you down to the bottom so you will know that he's the rock at the bottom. Hallelujah. Got to keep your faith up. Hallelujah. You got to know that no matter what, God is with you like a mighty warrior. Hallelujah. He wants us to trust him. He's the one that will bring streams of water in your dry places. We look at verse 15, says, you have with your own arm redeemed your people. God will redeem you with his own arm. His arms are stretched out. The Bible says his arms are stretched out. Who can stop him? Who can stop God from delivering you? Who can stop God from helping you? Who can stop God from providing for you? Who can stop God from showing you favor? Who can close any doors? God is the one that can close doors and open doors. It is nothing too hard for God. Hallelujah. And when you have that type of faith, you can sleep good at night. That's why God goes before us. He prepares the way before us. And it says here, they are afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out. The clouds poured out water. The sky sent out a sound. Your arrows also went abroad. Verse 18, the voice of thunder was in heaven. The lightning the world. The earth trembled and shook. Your way is in the sea. Your path is in the great waters. Your footsteps are not known. You leadeth your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. These scriptures are great scriptures for us to remember how powerful God is and all that he did for the children of Israel, all the things that he did and providing for them and making a way and showing their enemies that he was with them. That was God. God wanted them to trust him. Because, again, he said that he would never leave you nor forsake you, but that he would be with you even unto the ends of the world. So go through, Zion. Go through. Be strong, Zion. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. Don't ever give up. Have faith in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. God is wanting to put power in you. God is wanting to increase your faith. God is wanting you to believe him. God wants you to walk closer with him. All of us, until the day we exit out of this world, we have to draw closer to the Lord. He said, you draw nigh to me, I will draw nigh to you. That's the word of the Lord. And that's what he wants us to do. Some people feel that they have already drawn closer to God. Some people feel that, you know, their relationship with God is pretty strong, and it could be very well be. However, with all of us, no matter who we are, what position we hold, how long we've been saved, there's always room to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. We draw closer to him. That's why he allows us to continue to be tested and tried, because there's different levels that we grow in. We grow from grace to grace, from glory to glory. And he's teaching us more of his ways so that we can be effective in the earth to bring him glory. God gets the best out of us when we are going through. Yeah. When God put the fire up under you, it's because he wants to draw you closer. Hallelujah. And he, at any time in his discretion, he can do it. God does what he wants to do. So it's good for us to submit to the Lord every day without having God to allow something to bring us closer to him. Oh, yeah. Draw closer to God. Get to know him through his word. Ponder and meditate in his word. Let God continue to take you higher and bless your life so that you can bring his glory. Don't be ashamed to lift him up. Don't be ashamed to lift him up. He's the source of our strength. And so we bless him on today for the time we took out to come on this broadcast to be together in prayer. I know that those of you, you see the broadcast streaming through all of the social media, and the numbers are going up in the reoccurring of listeners, and I praise God for all of you, and I pray that you will continue to be blessed because God has raised up a standard through ministry for us to lift him up to encourage people. It's all God's glory. God gets all the glory for what he does. It's none of our glory. It's all of God's glory, and he wants people to know that he loved them, and he wants people to know that he's with them. It's spiritual. Have to have spiritual understanding of who God is. Hallelujah. Some people believe, but then they wonder. They wonder in testing times. So you don't have to second guess God's spirit. If you hang on in there with God long enough in your spiritual walk with him, you have a great testimony. Nothing will be able to make you doubt God. That's what we read in scripture where the psalmist said, I will remember. You always have something to remember what God has done for you and how he ministered to you and sent the angels to cover you, protect you, to minister to you, to strengthen you. You will always have something to remember about who God is and how powerful he moves through the wonders, the miraculous, the supernatural in your life. So God bless you, and until next time, I'm Linda Shula, the Evangelist for the Hour. Have a wonderful day.